Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. Join us weekly as we feature top professionals, talk about travel and tourism, hospitality, arts and culture, commercial retail, and other exciting events happening in our city. Visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn more about how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. And now enjoy our show with your host, Chamber President and CEO, Jerry Libben.
Well, welcome once again to the Chamber Radio Network. We have an exciting show today, and actually, we have two guests on our show today. One of our longtime staff members here, and normally our executive producer of the show, Danny Diaz, is going to join us for the special guest. Today, we are having the pleasure of Todd Myers, who is the founder and CEO of GoZone Wi-Fi. Todd, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot, Jerry and Danny.
Hi, Todd.
And Todd is calling in today from Toledo, Ohio. How's the weather?
Well, it's not as nice as Miami Beach, which I'm used to, so I look forward to getting back.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you back as well. But anyway, Todd, what I'd like to do is have you tell us a little bit briefly about your personal background so the listeners know who we're hearing from today and a little bit about how you got your business going here in Miami Beach.
Sure. So, I've had a long time. Long time ago, I started a company that supplied dial-up internet access to people. This was back in the early days of the internet. So, I started my
Al Gore,
first company,
right?
And yeah, exactly. But the company grew and grew and grew because everybody wanted internet access in the early days. This is back in the late 90s, and so I've been in the internet space for a long time, and GoZone Wi-Fi, which is the company we're talking about today, is actually my ninth internet company. So I've been a long time in this space.
It's, when you talk about ninth company that you've started, you are the epitome of serial entrepreneur. I mean, this is really quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's actually fun. It's what I do. When people ask what I do, it's hard to explain that I'm a serial entrepreneur and I don't get a regular paycheck like everybody else. I build companies and, ultimately, hopefully sell them off. But, this I usually start companies that are all technology and internet based, usually with some type of a software component. And, I build them before markets are big and, usually called bleeding edge. Some people say cutting edge, but I say bleeding edge. Mm-hmm. this company is cutting edge because it's got a market that exists today. I don't have to create a market. It's got immediate demand. So it's pretty exciting.
Can you talk a little bit about that business model? I mean, at least when I think of Wi-Fi, I just think of going on the internet. I don't really think of it as a marketing tool that businesses could use to help market themselves. So I think it's a really interesting business model. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So when I started in the Wi-Fi industry, it was back in 2002. So even before Wi-Fi was even thought of in laptops and, people didn't have smartphones like they have today. And I was the first guy that ever installed Wi-Fi in an airport. So believe it or not, the city that I'm in right now is Toledo, Ohio, and this was the first airport in the country that had any Wi-Fi service for travelers to use when they were at the airport.
That's crazy. So, here we are just a short time later, and I mean, it's virtually everywhere, right, in the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I remember doing the old business models and forecasts and everything else and having to convince people that people were going to have smartphones and laptops were going to have Wi-Fi built in them. So, that prediction was correct. So,
by the way, as an aside, before we delve a little deeper now into your business, as a serial entrepreneur, you probably would be fascinated to know that at our Chamber Dinner Gala coming up on May 9th, we have Damon John from the Shark Tank. And speaking of serial entrepreneurs, who's going to be at our gala and is going to be participating. So it's going to be an exciting evening with him on board. So
fantastic.
Why don't you tell our listeners, what was the aha moment? What got you involved in being a serial entrepreneur and more specifically what was the aha moment when you said, I have to create this Go Zone Wi-Fi?
Well, you know, I was actually vacationing in Mexico about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I pioneered Wi-Fi and hotspots in restaurants and public locations. And my aha moment was really as I went from restaurant to restaurant, and I have my iPhone, and you know, I'm walking around. Of course, I didn't want to use my cellular service because of the fees that were involved as I went from location to location. I had to ask the waiter everywhere I went for the Wi-Fi code, and they gave me this long cryptic password that connected. And that was the aha moment, really. It's, you know, certainly the demand for Wi-Fi is there, especially with travel and tourism. And Miami Beach, obviously, is a huge travel and tourism center. So, you know, it's a required amenity by all locations, whether it's a restaurant, a bar, a hotel. And,
can you let some business leaders know that are listening, what are the advantages of GoZone? Like, what, how do they start up, and what are the advantages?
Yeah, so some of the advantages that we put in place are the ability for customers or guests to log in without a password. So what that does is makes it much easier for the guest to be able to access the internet without asking the waiter. So it's a convenience for the guest, it's convenient for the waiter and the wait staff. And at the same time, one of the things I heard from a lot of restaurant owners and bar owners that they always had to reset their router. And that's because they've generally installed these routers that are, you know, available at Best Buy and some of the other electronic stores and things like that. And those are designed for homes. They're not designed for businesses. So, you know, they always had to reboot these routers.
You know, what you just said about, you know, not having to ask the waiter and everything is so true, even in hotel rooms. When I check into a hotel, I mean, I'm not the most sophisticated person in this stuff in the first place, but I frequently can't get on, you know, in the hotel room. I need the technician to come up and do it for me. You know, it's just not that easy for someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share with you something that I think will be very, very interesting for you, for your business, and for our listeners to know that in today's Herald, Miami Herald, it talked about the city of Miami Beach deactivating the citywide free Wi-Fi. This is going to be a boon to your business. And, you know, residents who had been used to trying to just go on the free Wi-Fi of the city are going to know, are going to find out shortly that as of May 1st, only a couple of weeks away, that's going to be completely shut down. And there'll be very few spots that the city is going to have it, like in public buildings or public parks. But no longer will residents just be able to find a way to get on. So this should be something very positive for your business model, I would think. Todd, are you there? I think we lost Todd. Seems like we're having a little technical difficulty. Todd, hopefully we'll be calling back in a few minutes. But Danny, what are the applications that you can see, like with our chamber membership?
Well, one of the questions we get asked daily is how we can increase, you know, Facebook likes and a social media presence. I think what's great about this company is that when they activate into a store, let it be a Starbucks, let's say, or into a bar, users come in, they activate the Wi-Fi, and then they ask for the Facebook handles of that person. So later on, and you have to like the page in order to get the Wi-Fi password. So that instantly increases the Facebook likes and presence of that business. So I think it's a great marketing tool for businesses to use. And it also takes off the weight of them having to give passwords and having the waiters to take time to give the passwords to those individuals or those frequent guests. So I think that's a great tool, and it alleviates pressure off of the staff, and it also increases the social media presence of the business. So I think it's an excellent tool for businesses to use.
It's great, and I'm sure that consumers, I mean residents and consumers in these various shops, would definitely find that this service is very valuable. So, Todd, you're back with us now?
I am back with you. Sorry about that.
Well, that's quite all right. So We're going to take a short break right now. If you stay right there, Todd, I want to make sure you're there. We're going to read a brief commercial, and we'll come back in our closing moments with Todd Myers.
The GoZone Wi-Fi Solutions turns free guest Wi-Fi into a marketing machine to help business owners engage with their customers. With the GoZone Wi-Fi solution, businesses such as restaurants, retailers, auto repair shops, or bars and clubs can get valuable information about their customers and gather email addresses and get social media likes instantly as guests connect to the free Wi-Fi network at a location. So try it, GoZone free for 30 days and start getting more from offering free guest Wi-Fi. Call 1-888-360-8420. Again, that number is 888-360-8420.
So, Todd, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's planned for 2015, what's upcoming, new and exciting that we can look forward to?
So one of the things that we're giving business owners now is the ability to log into a special dashboard. And that dashboard is contains the information, so email addresses and the Facebook information of the guests that use the Wi-Fi system. So what that allows them to do then is to market to the guests that are in the physical locations. Another neat thing that we're going to be offering in 2015 is a advertising mechanism. So as customers log in or guests log in to a Wi-Fi system, special advertisements can be brought up for either that particular business that the customer happens to be in or nearby businesses. So it really creates a community of commerce for the Wi-Fi user that benefits not just the guest but also the businesses and the community itself. So we can post messages about community events. We can post messages about maybe some coupons or sales for tours that are going on, et cetera. So it's a really neat blend of marketing, and it's targeting an audience that happens to be in the physical area that these events are pertinent to. So it's pretty exciting for us.
So Todd, you know, one thing we didn't really touch on here, but let's say I'm a restaurant and I'm interested in your service. How do I go about signing up? Is there a fee to me? How do you generate your revenue? Explain the business model.
Yeah, there's a small fee. It generally runs about $50 a month, so it's not very expensive. We supply the hardware. We manage everything for the property. We manage the advertising on behalf of the location, and that's essentially it. For that, then we give the business owner access to the dashboard that contains all the tools to be able to market to the guest Wi-Fi users, and then also, on the advertising side, we do allow, you know, advertisers to promote their products and services and businesses on the Wi-Fi network. So there's fees for that as well to advertisers if somebody specific wants to advertise on the Wi-Fi network.
And then does the vendor, the restaurant in this case, share in that advertising revenue, or how does that work?
They don't, but what we do is actually share their advertisements at other locations that are nearby as well. So it's an advertisement sharing mechanism.
That's so another if somebody's benefit to the they're getting
to the business
additional
owner.
They're paying $50 a month, but they're getting an additional advertising avenue at no extra charge.
Absolutely. So if somebody's on the south side of Ocean Drive, as an example, or Collins, and there happens to be a guest that logs in Wi-Fi at the north side of Ocean Drive or Collins, they can see advertising then for that restaurant on the south side.
That's great. So would you please give us a business tip? We always like to ask our guests, what tidbit of knowledge would you like to share with our listeners today? Something that they might think about in their own business, some kind of a business tip.
Well, I think the biggest business tip relates to security. You know, there's been a lot of security breaches lately. Wi-Fi is generally not secure. And the business owner really needs to make sure that they've secured their network as much as possible to prevent customer information and credit card processing information to be being transferred to a different guest or, you know, a hacker, essentially. So that's the number one tip, is just make sure that network is secure. It's a serious business.
So important. I mean, we're reading in the papers, it seems like if some major breach and, you know, it's so important to see what you can do to protect that information. That's really great tip. So, Todd, we've really enjoyed talking with you today. Todd is the founder and CEO of GoZone Wi-Fi. If you could, before we sign off, once again, how can people reach you? What's the best way, either phone or email, website? How would you like people to reach you?
The best way to get a hold of us is to visit our website. Our phone numbers and other contact information is on there. Our website address is www.gozonewifi.com. Again, that's www.gozonewifi.com.
That's perfect. Well, Todd, Danny and I certainly appreciate it. Want to wish you a warm and happy weekend there in Toledo, Ohio, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here in Miami Beach.
Bye, Todd.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us, and come back next week and visit Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Radio. To learn more about the Miami Beach Chamber and how you can be spotlighted on the show, visit MiamiBeachChamber.com to learn how this premier, influential South Florida organization can help spotlight your business to the greater Miami and Miami Beach market. Now go out and make it a great Chamber day.